Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
Alrighty.
We're back again.
Drink
it up.
Okay.
Can you chug that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think you could eat a milk dud whole?
Easily.
How many milk duds do you think you could eat whole?
Like at once?
Like in a row.
How many you could fit in your mouth.
That's a good challenge.
My coworker showed me a video. And I don't know if it was recent or not.
This dude spit them out.
Broke the world record for most ghost peppers eaten in a minute. Or something like that. 10 minutes. I don't know what it was. He ate like 35. Disgusting. Probably hurting for the next week.
He was probably, he probably stopped at 35 because the first 10 were kicking in. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like a speed.
Did you swallow
them
whole or do you have to chew them?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You would have to throw that back up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Wait, can
that's
you,
coming up.
What did you say?
Shut up.
Solid.
Got your ass.
All right, Wing Wednesday. Who wants to start?
Shit, we're going in right now.
That's all we got.
Have I spoken on... I know it's a common topic, but have I spoken on Chipotle workers?
Partially, yeah.
Partially?
I think you talked about how you have to order on the app.
No, okay, so that's not what... I probably did speak on that, but this is something else.
Okay.
It's well known and well documented that Chipotle workers will just skimp you on like a lot of their shit, and people online will bash them and say, fuck the Chipotle workers, and the Chipotle workers will reply the comments and be like, my boss is telling me to scoop less and shit like that. My wing is to stop listening to your fucking bosses. They don't care about you. That job doesn't care about you. Stop it. Fucking stop. I promise you. Like, you scooping a regular scoop of food, I promise you won't lose your job for it. And if you do, go work at another fucking Mexican restaurant if you love doing it that much.
Let's be honest. I've never even seen the quote-unquote boss at a Chipotle in my life.
You probably have, but they all look the same.
I don't know what they look like. They all
the
just
bosses
look like...
They probably all wear the same thing. You probably won't know.
I really don't. So, also, I have a question.
He's got a bigger health bar.
You probably know more than I do. Just a quick question. When was the last time you guys went to Chipotle? Because last time I went, they didn't have veggies.
I went today.
Do they still veggies up here?
They do,
onions and peppers?
Yeah, the veggie mix.
Dude, it's like an upcharge.
Dude, they don't have that. They didn't have that at the one.
They must have ran out because I had it the other day.
No.
I ate it here literally last week.
Dude.
Yeah, we talked.
I promise you, like, all of the slots.
There was no spot for it.
There was no spot for it. It was full.
Maybe they just, like, didn't have it and put another, like, queso
like
in
a
or
bigger
something.
Container.
Or, like, a
something.
Queso in or, like, dude, another of a different thing.
It's like me. I went to Chipotle and I was like, they don't have veggies? I was like, what the fuck am I going to put on my burrito?
Yeah.
It's crazy, bro.
It's
I
tragic.
I feel like Chipotles are so diverse in the sense of what they have or what they want to put
and run out
quantity-wise on your food.
It all comes down to the discretion of the fucking worker scooping your
the
shit.
The workers, oh, no, and if they know you or not.
I never know the worker. I never know the worker.
Some dude ahead of me in line, he ordered, like, basically the same thing as me. His burrito was the fattest fucking burrito I've ever seen in my life. Like, that could have taken, like, a school of children to eat.
He had the thickest bitch.
And this fucking guy had the thickest bitch ever. And when I fucking went and got my burrito, dude, it was this little pequeño, small-ass, tiny fucking burrito.
My wimpy bitch burrito, dude.
Wimpy bitch burrito. I was so sad. It sucked.
That's tragic. Yeah. That really is. But my wing is to don't listen to your bosses.
So what happened?
What do you mean?
Like, what? Why are you
who
saying
hurt
this?
You?
Yeah, oh, I'm just... I'm sick of having... I order the same thing at every Chipotle. It's the same order, right? I've had bowls that are spilling with spilling with food, right? I'm like, this shit fucks. Like, this is awesome. And then I've gotten the same order, dude, where it doesn't even, like, it's like half the bowl. Like, why is it half the bowl? I'm spending the same amount. Like, you guys fucking suck. Like, I don't care if you, like, I don't care if your boss is over your shoulder watching you do it. Just fucking load that, like.
When do you go to Chipotle really quick?
For dinner.
For dinner. Usually, like, yeah. No, but like after like the gym or anything or no?
I get it about once or twice a week when I don't feel like cooking. Okay. I don't have a specific time.
Supposedly, I watched a video.
Once a week, maybe.
I watched a video. Twice. Supposedly, these guys tested it out and they went to Chipotle a few times throughout the week with normal clothes on. And then they also went with gym clothes on. And every time they went with gym clothes on, they got more food.
Really?
Yes, for the same amount. I swear to God.
That's so interesting.
I'm swearing to God.
I'm swearing to God.
Yeah, I think it's true. After the gym a lot because I know how much protein is in one of those bowls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I order online, so it makes no difference.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah.
I don't fuck with Chipotle.
I'm sick of them.
Yeah,
dude.
We know. So
because the scoops, the money that you're scooping into my bowl is not coming from your pockets. It's not.
I think they can. I think they can afford it.
Yeah, exactly.
To give you extra food.
I don't even want extra. I want what I deserve.
But what do you deserve?
I deserve the same amount. Be consistent, dude.
So you know, I don't want to. We need robot workers.
We need. Actually, take all their jobs with robots, dude. Fuck you. Yeah.
No, because then they get to pick exactly how much is put onto a bowl, and the bosses are always going to make it.
It'll get less and less.
Oh, bullshit. Bullshit. What the fuck?
So, is there a specific ingredient that they skimp on?
No. It'll be almost all of it. It'll be like a half scoop of everything.
Oh, okay.
You know? It'll be like, there's sometimes where you get three or four scoops of rice, and there's time where you get one scoop of rice.
Yeah. Chipotle, like, is just, it's so inconsistent.
It is.
Like, Pancheros is very consistent.
Yeah.
Chipotle is cool. The Celtics are beating the Heat 82-48.
Holy shit.
What, the third?
Is they up? They're up 3-1?
Yeah. Yikes. Yeah. Oof. Yeah, they're going to win.
But yeah, that's my wing.
Yeah, that's pretty, I mean, I definitely relate with you. Not so much on the entirety of the bowl. I do get bowls that are super skimpy.
Yeah.
But lately, it's been fajita veggies, man.
I just don't like that the argument is like, my boss is telling me to scoop this amount. Fuck your boss, bro. Your boss does not care about you. That job does not care about you. Can you just scoop me my food the right amount, please?
It's a chain restaurant.
Like, scoop me my food the way that you would want your food scooped. You know? Like, we're both humans here. Your boss does not care about you. I promise he doesn't. I've worked jobs like this. They do not fucking care, bro. If you die today, there's a new guy scooping rice tomorrow. I knew it. And that's the fact of the matter, dude.
We're like skimping rice.
For real?
No, bro. They always give you too much fucking rice.
It is too much rice. That's the base, dog.
I'll always say this. If you get a burrito at Chipotle, don't get fucking rice, dude. It's pointless.
I have to. I gotta get rice, man.
In my opinion, it's pointless.
I get it, but it just doesn't. It's not right.
No, I disagree.
So I want to talk about Chipotle real quick.
Okay.
I got Chipotle today.
Okay.
I went after the gym and got Chipotle. And, well, actually, Sam ordered it for me because she had points. So
hell yeah. Free.
She ordered it for me. I sent her my order. And I know she put the right order in.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me the complete wrong order.
I've had that happen.
Like, complete wrong order. It was... So I always get brown rice, black beans, chicken, extra fajita veggies, lettuce, and sour cream.
Okay.
That's a good order.
It's not bad.
It's the go-to, man. And then they gave me the freaking, I don't even know what they call it, but it's the veggie-based meat.
Like the sofritas or whatever they call it.
It was sofritas, white rice, brown and black beans, cheese, green salsa, red salsa, pico. Like, it was completely different
I'm
than what
floored.
I get.
I'm
I was
floored.
So pissed. But
I would throw
is,
it out.
So we also got a large side of chips and guac.
Okay.
And they forgot that. First of all. So I went in there.
Like $7, dude.
I went in there and got that. And then I came out and I went into my car. I was eating in the car because I had somewhere else to go.
Yeah.
And I opened it afterwards and I was like, this
my fucking food's gone.
And I'm like, dude, I'm not going back in there. I just went in there for the chips and guac.
Yeah.
So it's just like, Be better.
Oh, man. So someone else got your bowl, though, is what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tragic, dude.
It was a shame, man.
That is fucking tragic.
That's one of the worst feelings, honestly.
Oh, my God, dude. I DoorDashed McDonald's Saturday night, dude. It's always wrong. The DoorDashing McDonald's, the one around me, has I've gotten it 3 times, right? It's been wrong every single time. But they get close. They just forget, like, half the shit. I got, like, 2 McChickens, a nugget meal with a large fry and a large Diet Coke. They forgot my fucking fries, bro. It's like, you got the drink part of my meal right. How did you forget the fries?
You report that they fucked it up, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get
and you get that shit back. Yeah. But, like, it's still annoying, though, because I'm hammered on a Saturday night. It's 1 in the morning.
You want your McDonald's.
Yeah, and I want to crush this McDonald's. I wanted those fries. That's why I ordered them.
Yeah. How do you forget fries? That's wild.
On the meal. The meal comes with a drink, and you gave me the drink. I would make sense if I got the nuggets and then the fries as 2 separate things and not the meal together, but I got the meal together. Wild. Fucking assholes.
That's wild. All right. Isaiah?
Okay. So my wing this week is music related. I'm going to cook somebody really quick, and then I want to talk about something more specific about the music, because I know you guys didn't listen to this album.
Oh, I hope he doesn't cook me.
But first of all, I gotta say, I'm not a Taylor Swift hater.
Okay.
I like some of her music. I think she has good songs, you know.
I like some of the Gaga songs.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck does she know about cameras? Go ahead, sorry.
But I like some of Taylor Swift's albums, like Folklore, Speak Now, whatever. Okay. The new album, it's fucking terrible. I'm going to say that. It's horrible. Like, I...
Clip it.
All right. I got to tell you this. So I listened to the album, right? For the first time. And I'm like, wow, that was really boring. It's like 1 hour and 15 minutes long.
Oh, my God.
Right? Really long for an album. And then I listened to it again, right? And I listened about half of it throughout the day. Pause it. I'm like, I'm over it. Like, yeah. I don't like almost any songs in this album. Some of the songs that I kind of like have things I don't like about them still. So I'm just like, I don't want to listen to this. I'm driving with my girlfriend later. Forget where we had to go. And I'm listening to the album again with her because she likes Taylor Swift. Like, mm-hmm. Want to listen to it. I'm just like, whatever, throw it on. You know, like, it's something she'll want to listen to
because
she likes Taylor.
Yep.
And we get to the end of the album. It finishes and she's like, why'd it stop? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, that was the last song. And she was like, no, it wasn't. That, you don't have the right version of the album. There's a deluxe version of the album that's the quote-unquote right version of the album that's 1 hour and 15 fucking minutes long. And it is more dog shit trash tracks of her singing some of the corniest lines I've ever heard, the worst instrumentals possible, and her vocals suck. Dude, Taylor Swift is washed.
Oh my.
Midnights, the album before this, also fucking sucked. She literally just makes music and gets publicity for it because she's just a drama queen.
Oh, my God.
So, but I like to consider myself a music guy.
Right.
So, I have plenty of artists that I do not like, and I will sit through an album because I know it's popular,
right,
and I know that's what people like. And I cannot agree with you more that the recent Taylor Swift stuff
is really
so fucking bad.
Yeah.
And the dick-riding fans that exist astonishes me.
You can't say anything to them.
Like, I love my girlfriend. Dude, the album's bad. Like, it's trash. Like, I really genuinely do like some of the old Taylor Swift albums. Like, I mm-hmm. think some of them are good.
Yeah.
But, like, genuinely, like, this album fucking sucks. It's, like, most of it is unlistenable. The songs that are tolerable are still not great.
The back of me saying I'm a music guy and I will give albums a try, even for artists that I don't like, Taylor Swift is at the top of artists where I'm like, I'm just not going to listen to it because I know I'm not going to like it.
I get it. Well, I listen to it. You're welcome.
Damn,
but
dude,
that is not where I wanted to go with my wing. My wing was actually going to be that I think this is a big problem for a lot of artists. Not so much the just making bad songs, bad music. Like, she's on tour and stuff like that. Like, you're too busy. Don't release albums. like a year apart. It doesn't make sense when you're doing all this touring and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
it's been more than one album a year.
I know, it's all the time. Like, yeah, she's releasing a lot of music.
8 months,
it's,
right?
It's, dude, it was so recent. Like, Midnight's is not
and
an
she's
old
been
album
on
at all.
Tour this
yeah,
whole
like,
time.
Like, you're gonna put out trash. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like she has too much on her table. This is just for fans, and like it's so obvious it's just a cash grab. Regardless, though, what I wanted to say is that you should not release an album most of the time that is over an hour long.
Yeah.
I think that the sweet spot for an album is like 35 minutes to 50 minutes. That is like perfect album length. And I'm like a huge album listener. I don't like, I'm not really like a throw on like a playlist kind of guy. Like I like listening to a full album. And like 35 to 50 minutes is like sweet spot. Album has to be really, really good if it's over an hour. And her album was way too long, and then there's a fucking deluxe version that's supposed to be the legit version you should listen to.
Brother, it stinks in here.
I think a miffer used the bathroom. Yeah.
I think they missed the bathroom,
I
dog.
Feel like once you go past an hour, you there's so much like filler shit in there, you know?
Yeah, well, what if it's an album that is like a DJ that has a ton of features?
That's the cheat code.
That's
we got road mippers.
He's
road
mippers. The shit out of me.
Code,
so is that like a situation where you prefer it to be over an hour?
No, because to be honest, like albums like that, you really
that's
don't
not like
listen
an
to them.
Album. There's no like overarching
the, like,
story.
I feel like DJs when they release albums, like they're usually just playlists, bro.
Yeah,
and like usually they're just a bunch of random tracks, and there's like a few hits on there.
Yeah,
but like. I mean, like, legit, like, this is, like, a single artist. They're releasing an album where it's primarily them. Like, the Taylor Swift album doesn't have that many features on it. And most of them are just, eh. But it's, like, it's way too long. Like, her album does not justify the length at all. And then she also made a fucking deluxe version that is double the length and twice as bad. So...
Holy shit. That was really funny.
Long story short, don't make deluxe albums that are trash. Don't release a deluxe album the same day as your normal album.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
That is
that's crazy.
Horrible.
Yeah, because you got to see how the regular album does.
She doesn't care because she already knows.
Well, she knows she's going
to
get the clicks.
Yeah, she knows everybody's going to listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a, not that they're like a cult or anything like that, but like, you know, she's like a big cult-ish following.
Yeah, she's
like,
one of the
yeah.
biggest
she's huge.
Female artists in the world.
Huge. And, it's cool, but, you know. Yeah, I
no,
think that...
No, it's not cool.
I think
fuck
that...
Fuck Taylor Swift. Fuck long albums. Fuck putting out 3 albums a year because you want fucking money. Your music fucking sucks. Go back to country when you were talking about fucking screen doors.
Dude.
Fuck you.
Taylor's country albums kind of kicking.
And Taylor Swift fans, get a fucking grip on life.
Wow.
Damn. That's
that was hardcore.
That's Isaiah's wing.
That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. Sorta. Pretty much. Yeah.
That's an anger translator.
But yeah, the long album shit, it ain't it. I mean, like I fuck with some long albums, but it's got to be really, really good.
Yeah.
And usually a long album like that, you got to take way more time than just even 2 years.
Yeah.
Like it's time consuming making good music. Obviously.
And I'm assuming, not to assume anything, but her album probably doesn't tell, like, a story from start to finish.
No, it's just a bunch of... It's like a collection of songs.
Don't tell that to a Taylor Swift fan. Every album has a story. Every album's about somebody.
Telling stories, talking about people. There's a song about Travis Kelce on there.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, you know, it's... I'm not saying it's good. It's a favorable song about him. Is what I'll say.
Did you?
Well, they're still together. That's why.
Obviously, yeah. I know.
Did you? Well, you listened to the whole thing. What about the one with Post Malone?
It's okay.
I heard that one. It was all right. He's barely in it. So
no,
it doesn't help her case.
He's better on the Beyonce album.
I don't know if I heard that song.
I didn't listen to that.
It's a pretty good song.
The
Levi's Jeans.
Miley Cyrus song.
Good song.
That's a good song.
That's a good song. 16 Carriages is a good song.
I mean, fucking.
Texas Hold'em
is dude, a bop. When that song came out on the Super Bowl, I immediately was like, this is good. And everybody else that I showed to, I was like, you need to listen to this. Like, Beyonce country's kind of slapping. They're like, this sucks. And then it fucking came out on TikTok, and everybody's like, this song's kind of good.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Before we switch subjects, really quick, going to throw this in there. The Beyonce album, too, kind of overrated, but it's not bad. It's good, but...
That's another...
It's overrated, it's
who it is.
Because of who it is. But there's good songs on there. It's not even really a country album, to be honest. If you've listened to actual country music, and you've listened... It's a Beyonce album with some country influence. She has other songs on other albums that are more country than any song on this album, to be honest.
Is it like trap country?
Like there's
Morgan Wallen?
It's more acoustic-y than that, I would say.
Okay, I got you.
But it's a good album. I'm not like, it's probably like a 7 out of 10. I liked it, but All right.
Bob, you got some?
I don't think it's that spicy, but I think... I think.
Don't look at him.
He's stressing me out.
Last night, we witnessed something great.
Ooh.
What was that?
Tyrese Maxey putting the city of Philadelphia on his back. And I think this lit a fire under them.
Under the Knicks?
Under the Sixers.
Ooh.
And I think the Sixers will win out and win the series on the back of Maxey averaging 35 points minimum the next two games.
I could see it. I'll be honest. I think that Maxey has been the most consistent player in the series by far.
In the NBA.
Yeah, he's been
in the series he's the only player that's been good every single game. And he's been phenomenal three of the games, I think.
Yeah. Brunson has really turned up, though.
Yeah.
He's been the second best player on
either team. 2 40-point nights already.
Yeah. The last two, right?
Yeah, the last two. He's been playing really good. But I think that Maxey's been playing really consistently good. He hits so many timely shots in all of the games, really. To be honest, like, he's so good in the fourth quarter. And pulling up and hitting a fucking logo three at the end of the game, it's insane, dude.
And not even to mention the drawn foul 4-point play. Like, yeah. That was so smart, man.
Yeah. Which you said earlier was a...
Supposedly.
A travel.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, we take em. Those. Yeah, I don't fucking care.
It should be 3-2 Sixers right now.
I'm not going to lie,
dude. If the Sixers win this series, it is the downfall of the Knicks.
If the Sixers...
If the Sixers... The scissors cut the paper, then the
rock always wins.
Yep.
If the Sixers win this, they're going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, yeah.
They're not going to lose to either one of those other teams.
Probably not.
No chance.
I'll have to wait.
That could have been your wing, dude.
Whatever you wore last night,
have a wing.
Whatever you wore last night, and I don't care if you watched the game, don't wash it and wear it again tomorrow.
Dude, I'm not going to lie to you guys. Every single time I've worn a Sixers jersey watching this series, they've lost.
Oh, well, you know what you're not wearing then.
What Every did you time wear I, yesterday?
What I did not wear a jersey.
What did you wear?
I wore...
His birthday suit.
I can't remember what I wore. I think I wore a hoodie and shorts.
I had...
Figure it out.
I know. I had, like, Old Navy shorts. Like, you know those thin shorts that are, like, stretchy, but they look like khakis?
Yeah.
I had those on. And I had a Tractor Supply t-shirt on that was gray.
Nice.
Well, make sure it doesn't get washed.
He was fitted.
And wear it again.
It might have been washed.
He had that shit.
Already?
Dude, I did my wash last night.
You were wearing it last the game? Night.
The game ended at like 10:30.
You were wearing it last night.
I don't know.
You went straight from back to wash?
Well, you heard it here first. If the Sixers lose, it's Isaiah's fault.
Yeah.
So, Every time I watch the game, they lose. I didn't watch the end of the game.
Really?
You can't watch the end of the game. You can watch the game, but you should just
whatever
watch the
you
end.
Did last night, do it again.
Yes.
Okay.
I forget what I did last night.
Drugs.
I need to wear my Maxey jersey. No, that's why. I haven't worn my Maxey jersey. I've only worn my Embiid jersey.
I turned the game off twice. Once because I was pissed off in the first half.
Damn.
Second because...
You thought it was over.
No, I was going up to bed.
Mm.
And then I checked... ESPN.
This guy couldn't sleep thinking about it all night.
I guess
you're a Sixers sicko.
I checked the ESPN. It was 96 to 90 with 28 seconds left. I literally said to Sam, I was like, the Sixers are done. And then I woke up this morning and I ran upstairs and I said, the Sixers won.
And by that was six. It.
Overtime.
So I think I should just not watch.
Yeah, probably.
You can't watch the end. You can watch the game, you just can't watch the end. It's the same thing.
I guess so, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
Embiid had the best part. A bad night. Until the end of the game, dude, where he was getting stops.
He's in pain, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
he's ass.
I don't think he's ass. I think he's struggling to fight through whatever he's got going on.
What? Let him just sleep it off, dude. Dude, let him sleep it off in his
knee
Minecraft
is attached bed. By a fucking shoestring. He barely has control of his face because of the Bell's palsy. I'm serious.
I know you're serious. It's just
he barely has control of his face, and he sweats
dude,
like he's working
so
in a sweatshop.
Dude, you know when you're that sweaty, especially on your forehead,
but
and it drips in your eye, it burns, and he has to manually
close his eye.
It's crazy, man.
He's fighting a fucking battle out there by himself, and then he's double-teamed.
He's fighting a battle
against
himself.
And he's still stopping Jalen Brunson. Fuck that little guy.
No, Nick Batum is stopping Jalen Brunson.
No, dude, yes. You didn't watch the end of the game like I did.
You were in bed, scared.
I know that he had a block at the end
dude,
of the game.
He had like two or three blocks.
Wow.
He stole the ball from Brunson once, and he had a big block at the end of the game.
I know that he almost had a quadruple-double with turnovers.
Yeah, he had like 11 turnovers.
Nine.
Was it nine?
Yeah, because if he had one more, he would have had a quadruple-double. He had a triple-double, though.
Yeah, I know.
Embiid did?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, he was playing like hot ass.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's bad. It's just good that Tyrese Maxey is that guy.
That's not what I have.
Him.
He's really him.
All right.
And he's 23 years old, dude.
And he's 23 years old. And he's locked.
People that are doubting that he can be a complete fucking superstar are crazy.
I want to see the same quote come out this offseason as in 2022 when they said, Tyrese Maxey is immovable.
They're not moving.
You're offering.
No fucking way.
You're offering prime game. Michael Jordan. Yeah. We don't want him. We want Tyrese Maxey, dude. Baby.
Yeah, he's so crazy. Good. He and is. It's honestly work ethic more than anything. He's like Jalen Hurts, bro.
He really is, except Hurts wasn't good last year.
Okay, Tyrese Maxey is Jalen Hurts. Who's Joel Embiid? Jason Kelsey?
No, he's not. That's disrespectful to
There's
Jason Kelsey.
There's not really an equivalent.
Is it A.J. Brown?
No,
he's too much of a bully.
It's like Boston Scott, probably.
What?
Boston Scott just left. Dude? I just sent that in.
I know he did.
Oh.
Who was a really nice Eagles player that was really good?
Embiid's
really
in the past.
Nice?
Dude, Embiid's nice.
No, he's not.
He's a nice guy, dude. Kelsey always talks about how she wants to give him a hug.
Who, Embiid? I thought you were talking about.
I think
Jason
Embiid
Kelsey.
Is to Jason Kelsey.
No, that's disrespectful
so,
to Kelsey,
dude.
Though.
Jordan Mulata.
That's comparable.
I think that's a little too low.
Funny guy.
It's a little too low.
No, Embiid's a better
Lane
basketball
Johnson.
Player than...
I would say like...
Are we comparing him to...
Brent Celek.
Donovan McNabb.
Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz.
Too nice. Zach Ertz is too
it's
nice.
It's close. No, it's close. That's close.
And he's white.
Dallas Goedert.
Dallas Goedert's
nah.
not
He's
as
a
good
little
as...
better than Goddard, I would say.
Bro, my coworker was trying to tell me before the draft that the Eagles were going to get Brock Bowers. I was like, you're on crack.
Yeah, we have a bunch of years with Dallas left.
I didn't give him crack, no, but I told him that he was on it.
Oh, okay.
There's no fucking way.
You had a crack on
you? Did you do crack?
Chance?
Maybe.
Was there crack involved?
Crack cocaine?
Tuesdays.
That was yesterday.
Tuesday.
And crack, smack,
That's what I
gotta
do next week.
Do crack.
No. Tomorrow. Sorry. At 9 o'clock, and I'm going to be asleep and miss the game.
Yeah, that fucking blows that it's so late.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Can't. It's crazy.
All right.
The Sixers are going to win the next game and then lose. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I don't see them.
I don't
want to
be a buzzkill, but I can feel it.
I don't even know if they're going to win the next game.
They'll win the next game.
We'll see.
They want to tug at our heartstrings so bad, like every other year.
True.
And then we're going to watch the last game. They're going to lose by 20.
My ass hurts.
All right, we have one more thing. It is a new game.
Oh, wait. Can I show you guys my purchase?
Does it involve typing?
I'm going to show you guys my purchase.
I'm standing up.
All right.
I want to show you guys my purchase,
Mark
dude.
Has a gift.
It's a gift to myself.
Oh, okay. Oh, a gift to himself. because he's a piece of shit.
Is it a new Philly jersey?
He brought it in the fucking mail packaging still. Did you even open it to look at it yet, or is this just a surprise for us?
He's laughing like mango.
He's laughing. Hello?
Sorry, I'm trying to get the mic. I'm trying to pick the mic up. I'm trying to pick the mic up. I think half of these guys know what it is already.
I don't.
You don't know what it is?
I don't think so.
I know what it is.
Yeah. It's well known that I have
I have no idea.
A favorite non-Eagle so far in this league.
Oh, it's not, actually.
I have a favorite non-Eagle.
Wait.
It's Josh Allen. He's got a Josh Allen jersey.
I bought a jersey for myself.
It's a Josh Allen jersey.
Is it real?
Oh, is it Mike Evans?
Fuck.
Oh, Baker.
Baker. A Baker's Browns jersey.
What? Wait, Browns?
Yes, sir.
Why
yes,
Browns?
Because that is significantly cheaper.
It was $20.
What the fuck?
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. Dude.
That goes hard.
I don't know how real it is, but it's Stitch, so I like it.
That's fire, bro.
It was only $20.
Yo, guess what I saw again?
What's that?
The freaking creamsicle Mike Evans jersey.
Dude,
I need.
I want to get a Baker Mayfield one, but how many Baker Mayfield jerseys am I gonna own if I got Baker Mayfield for the Bucks?
Get a different one, bro.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. Brown is a fucking sick color.
It's sick, dude. I like it. It is, dude.
It really.
I will be wearing it this season, dude.
Hell yeah, man.
That's funny.
I'm pretty stoked on it, dude.
What situation would you wear it in?
I'll wear that with an Eagles hat. I don't give a fuck.
Confuse everybody, bro.
I don't know, dude. It looks pretty real. But
it looks okay. I mean, the numbers.
I don't see anybody
having this.
No, anybody selling a $20 Stitch jersey.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that an eBay buy?
It is.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Like, why would you?
The
sell
number on the back
a fake
seems big.
Baker Mayfield jersey.
It does seem very big. I was looking at the tags.
Oh, it's way bigger than the front.
The,
what the hell?
The bottom on the your bottom right or your bottom left, sorry, that tag feels a little
sus.
Yeah.
It does feel sus. But I'm not worried about that cuz all my jerseys are fake and this is $20.
And nobody's feeling your tags, dog, unless it's me.
Unless they ask nicely.
Oh.
Hey, you. All
right. Oh. So we have one more game. Merck has played this.
Yamadabatucci, let me see your coochie.
It's something I like to call Around the Corn.
Merck's putting the jersey on as we speak.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's going to win it all.
Pantless?
I don't want to stand anymore.
I'm the only person pant up.
Where are you going? What, you're sitting again?
Yeah, it's kind of weird with these stands to stand with the mic.
Yeah, I don't like leaning over.
It's not fun.
Well, I didn't tell you to stand. What?
Yeah, mine's already extended.
What'd you do?
No, he extended.
You trying to go even higher?
All right. I'm good now. I'm back.
Take this
it's just
higher.
Not working out, guys.
All right, I'm back. I'm ready
adjusted.
To play.
All right, we're playing Around the Corn.
Is that like Around the Horn?
It is. So it's pretty straightforward. Basically, we have a topic, and we're going to go around, and y'all are going to say something from the topic. And whoever can't think of something loses, and they take three shots.
I think I have to close my eyes.
Three shots?
Get what the fuck?
I'm so bad at this. I'm painfully bad
at
this.
Wait, are you playing too?
No, I'm not, because I know the topic, so it's just
right.
We tried to have him play last week, and then we're like, wait, Sean knew the topics already. And
wait,
we're
so
like,
you can't know the topic.
I'm going to tell you, and then you start.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So basically, it's like, Merck will go, he'll say something from the topic, then Bob, then you.
And then me.
And then back
Bob,
to him.
And then...
And whoever can't think of one within like 5 seconds,
yeah,
it's over.
Okay,
and you can't repeat.
You can't repeat.
Of course,
and
yeah.
If you say something that's sus, we pause. We talk about it
and see if it counts or not.
Yeah. All right. Good.
But we can't talk for too long because that gives the other guys time to think too. So it has to be a quick, like, run through. You know what I'm saying? Like if we pause.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
If he pauses and then it's good, I'm like, now I had all that time to think of my answer. You know.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm locked in.
All right, so the first one's really easy.
Oh, there's rounds.
Dude, they were
three
easy
rounds.
Last week, and I was really bad at it, so I'm really scared.
Three rounds. First one is going to be, is everybody ready?
Yes.
Yeah. NFL teams, go.
Bills.
Eagles.
Browns.
Cardinals.
Patriots.
Giants.
Jets.
Chiefs.
Bucks.
Dolphins.
Jaguars.
Colts.
Texans.
Cowboys.
Commanders.
Ravens.
Dolphins.
Oh, no, I said Dolphins. I said Dolphins. Oh. It's fucking scary, dude. It's scary and hard.
That's what she it's said. Hard to remember what they said. Exactly. It's dude. Not hard to think
dude,
of
when
a
you're
thing.
On the spot, my mind goes so blank, it's not even funny, dude. Like, yeah. It's so scary.
Damn.
It's
tough, bro. All right, so Bob lost that one. Next topic. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good to go.
We'll start with Mark again.
Sure.
Or do you want to start with Bob? We'll start with Bob. All right, Bob. Types of seafood.
Shrimp.
Lobster.
Crab cakes.
What?
Crab.
Just the food. It's like the...
Crab.
The crustacean. You know crab. What I'm saying? Yeah, crab.
Salmon.
Cod.
Lobster.
He said that already.
I was going to say.
Oh, did he?
That was the second one. Yeah.
He hung me up on crab, dude. I was thinking about crab for so long.
Yeah.
Get this guy out of here.
All right. Last but not least.
Isaiah, if you lose this round, we don't have to drink. Just saying.
Wait, no, we all have to drink.
No.
I don't know how.
There's no rules.
There's no rules.
All right. Last but not least. Isaiah, you're starting this one. Music genres.
Rock.
Hip hop.
Jazz.
Pop.
R&B.
Country.
Electronic.
Trap.
Dubstep.
Funk.
Oh, dude, that, I don't have any.
That's over. All right.
That sucks, so dude.
Did anybody not lose?
Isaiah didn't lose.
He didn't lose once.
Yeah,
okay.
He was good at it.
Do you guys want to take a shot?
Not particularly.
I mean, there's got to be a punishment.
Yeah.
Shot of hot sauce.
So the real question is, does he take two shots and I take one?
I'm not
or he just
him.
Takes one?
No, I'm not going to make him take two.
So he takes one then.
I'll take one. I'll take it.
What?
You huh?
You're taking a shot?
This yeah, why not, you know?
This guy's seeing the sixth sense.
Did you hear that?
Just saw a ghost, right?
I heard it. Sounds heard like what? Someone's digging in.
Yeah, what the hell? What?
They don't want to pay the cover at front. Trying to come in the side.
It's on fight night.
Wait, was that you?
What?
It's probably you,
it's him jiggling the handle, isn't it?
I'm spinning this thing.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do this. Do you want this or do you want hot sauce?
No, I don't want the hot sauce.
All right. Oh, he's revving up. Oh, he stopped.
Isaiah, what's your favorite Pokemon?
Bob.
What the fuck am I drinking for? This
My
guy
favorite-
lost.
You both lost.
This guy lost twice.
But you still lost once.
I don't have a favorite Pokemon,
you don't have to drink
but my favorite unpopular Pokemon is Politoed.
Dude, dab me up.
Is yes, that really sir. Your least favorite Pokemon?
No, too? But no. I fuck with Politoed.
Politoed is a dope Pokemon.
Oh, underrated? Is that what
underrated
you said?
Pokemon. Politoed is goated.
Dude.
Nice.
I used to follow, well, I still follow him on Instagram, but he got really popular. His name is It's Birdie. He's an artist. And he used to draw Pokemon. He used to draw like three evolution Pokemon.
Yeah.
In and he would draw the first form wearing pajamas of their final form. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was sick. Dude. And he used to take commissions where you would name your team and he would draw you with your six Pokemon.
That's sick.
And for a long time I've thought about who would be in my six.
Yeah.
And I picked Poliwhirl.
Yo, I was going to say, when I was
not
younger...
Not Poliwrath, not Politoed, Poliwhirl. Yes.
I was going to say, though, when I was younger, you remember some of the Pokemon tins and stuff like that you could buy came with metal cards?
Yes.
I had the metal Poliwhirl.
Fire. That's from Burger King, bro.
Yeah. Oh, wait,
the
is
gold
that?
One. The gold
yeah.
one? Yes.
Yeah.
That's from Burger
Holy
King.
Holy shit.
Sean, what's your
I
favorite
didn't
Pokemon?
Remember that.
My favorite Pokemon?
Mm-hmm.
That's tough, man.
Quick little context for everybody. Besides me and Isaiah, nobody really fucks with Pokemon.
I like Pokemon Go.
Okay, so give me some.
So
somebody.
Who's your favorite Pokemon?
Merc, you better prep, because you're up next.
He's prepping. I see
no
him.
No matter what I say, dude, you guys are going to be like, you guys fucking gay and dumb.
No. Yeah, pretty much.
No. Yeah.
I wish I had a list in front of me, dude.
A you have a computer in front of you.
Yeah, I'm not doing
just
all
pick
that.
One.
Bro.
Just pick one off the top of your head. You can
no.
say Pikachu.
No.
Don't say Pikachu.
No. No.
Say Charizard.
I like.
I know what I'm going to say.
I like the. I honestly don't know his name, bro.
Describe.
I like the French regional.
The French regional?
Mr. Mime.
Yes.
What?
He's
Dude,
pretty cool.
You know who I was thinking he was going to say? The one with the tail, the paint?
The Schmeargle.
Schmeargle.
I don't even know what that is.
Dude, that Pokemon, fire. Really strange one, though.
Well, I was going to say, I thought of a funny, I was going to say Mewtwo, because she's thick. He's thick.
Well, Mewtwo doesn't have a gender. So.
Yeah, okay. So,
well,
I don't thick. Know about that.
Legendary then Pokemon about, don't have gender.
And then, so then I was thinking about...
except Latios and Latios.
I like Geodude, because he's got... He's
I fuck
a,
with hey. That.
I fuck with that. That's a pretty good pick.
That's a good pick.
Right? Right? Yeah, I didn't get
rock
the,
arms.
I didn't get called gay. Right.
let me hear your favorite Pokemon, and if you have an underrated
All right, fave. So my favorite...
Oh, I know.
Is
it.
Gengar.
Oh, I could've... Gengar.
He's right here on my phone. Pop socket.
Also
Gengar.
Has Gengar earrings? No.
No.
Why did I think that?
I yeah, his nips.
That's you who
That's
has that.
That's me.
Oh.
Halter nipple piercings.
Underrated. I don't want to say Poliwhirl again, yeah. But...
If you got another.
That's a good question. I fuck...
Ponyta.
Snorlax is pretty popular.
Ponyta?
No. I like a lot of the bug Pokemon.
Really?
I'm sorry, not bug. What the fuck? Baby. I'm gonna go with Elekid.
What's the one? Whoa. What's the one that was like a front, like a flying praying mantis that had blades?
Scyther.
Oh, Scyther
was Scyther's sick.
Cool.
Scyther
no,
was
no, no.
sick.
Cool bug looking Pokemon. Flygon. Popular one, but Flygon's sick. Yo. Shout outs really
bug.
Quick.
Flygon's
I know you
not
guys
bug.
Won't know what
Flygon's
this is.
Flygon's not bug.
I know, it's a flying ground. Regardless, he looks like a bug. I was going to say, though, you tried to school me, but
you
I got
it. Lopunny.
No.
This guy was a fuck Gardevoir.
I don't
want
to fuck Pokemon.
This guy was a fuck Gardevoir.
Anyways.
Yo, Merc, would you fuck this? Hold on.
If you want to, go take a look at the Hatsune Miku Pokemon collab and all the outfits that Hatsune Miku wears with her Pokemon companions. They're fucking awesome. They're really cool. And she has songs to go with each Pokemon. It's pretty
that?
Fucking sick.
Did you fuck that?
Is there a different outfit?
You want me to go to Rule 34?
No.
We'll be here for
yes,
a couple
yes.
of... Dude.
Yep. All right, yep.
Let's drink these shots.
Yeah, Gardevoir with big naturals.
Holy.
Bob.
It's Gardevoir. Oh, here you go. Here's a good one for you.
Nice, dude.
Yabba Dabba Doochie.
I can't read.
Wow.
Go birds.
In the future.
Yo, Merc would fuck heavy with bug swole.
What do you mean? Isaiah just admitted to being an Eagles fan.
I didn't say that.
He said go birds in the future.
He's going to draft a Saquon in the first round.
Fourth overall.
You fucking with this
no.
guy?
No.
Not
would you draft
overall.
Him in the first?
Sick, yeah.
He's cool. I would draft him in the first.
What pick is your limit?
My pick limit for drafting him in the first is maybe, as of right now, it's going to probably end up changing. I would say around like 10.
Okay.
Yeah, 9 or 10.
It's not bad.
I think that's pushing it.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Elekid.
Elekid's a good pick.
All right, last question. Number one overall draft pick if a Pokemon needed to play football.
Oh, bro. Matt
As,
Champ's
all right,
gonna
wait. All right, hold
there's,
on.
There's got to be legal. It's got to be legal.
A quarterback.
All right, dude. Let me think. They got to have arms. And they got to be pretty fucking tall.
I don't know enough Pokemon to say.
What about the one you just said?
Geodude?
He's not tall.
Dude. No, not him.
He
just kind of
floats
the
though, right?
Guy. The praying mantis looking dude.
Scyther does not
have
hands.
Arms.
He has blades.
He has blades for hands. He would pop the ball, dumbass.
See, he could probably do some good swatting down. Maybe a corner or safety.
D-liner.
Linebacker. On the D-line, dude, I'm putting Rhyperior.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Easily.
Definitely.
I don't know, dude. Quarterback? I feel like Matt Champ is a pretty good pick. He's got fucking
four
arms, dude.
He'd be the greatest receiver.
He would be a good receiver. That's true.
He'd be like DK, but with four arms.
But he doesn't look that fast, is the thing. But he might be sneaky, dude. He might be. He might just be.
What about like a psychic type?
A psychic type? I was thinking like Mewtwo might cook.
Mewtwo might cook.
Yeah.
How tall is Mewtwo?
Tall. Mewtwo's pretty tall.
Pretty thick.
And Mewtwo's got hops. I could see.
The jump throw?
Yeah, jump throw.
Mewtwo's 6 feet tall.
There you go.
It's not that
decent
good.
Height.
That's
okay.
That's Kyler Murray, that's okay. Man. You're good.
Kyler's like 5'10", I thought.
Yeah, 2 inches.
Yeah.
Yo, but if I had to draft a running back, Cinderace.
No, dude. Excelgore.
What? No.
Yes.
I don't know any of these Pokemon.
Excelgore.
All right, bro.
All right, I think you guys need to leave.
Wrap
I
it
can't,
up, dude. Enough Pokemon talk.
I can't
dude.
Talk
we'll,
about this.
We'll bring it to the next one.
Yeah, no,
whatever.
Oh, we're talking about Pokemon again next week.
Why not, dude?
Welcome
to the Pokemon Pod.
You guys should start a Pokemon Pod.
I don't think
the
so.
PokePod?
I've retired from Pokemon.
It doesn't sound like it.
You know everybody.
It doesn't sound like it.
I don't know everybody.
You just said everybody.
I know some.
I know everybody up to like 6th gen.
Yeah, that's.
Then I skipped 7 and 8.
That's so many gens.
On 9.
That's crazy, man.
That's so many gens.
There's too many.
Gen Z.
All right, can I get the bill?
No.
No, you give me the bill.
You can pay the bill.
Oh, yeah. No. Here's the bill.
My tummy hurts.
No. You can pay.
No.
I got to go eat Pepto-Bismol for the rest of the night.
You don't eat it. You drink
Yo,
it.
Why? I'm putting Hariyama on the line.
Oh. Yeah, that's heat.
So, can I get your money or?
Fuck no, dude. My money's not real.
I got Monopoly dollars. Monopoly money.
Merc just left.
he's
Irish
gone.
Goodbye.
All right. Next time.
See you guys next week.
Thanks for visiting the pub. Be sure to follow and rate us 5 stars if you enjoyed the show. Also, follow us on X at pub_of_choice. Make sure you visit again, and next time, try the wings. They're fire.